goodbye.
Yes. We are about to have gone.
Yes. I was going to say that's a wrap, but really this is just the beginning of the wrap. And we just wanted to say thank you.
Yes, I had a great Baja chicken wrap at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe a couple days ago. That was also an excellent wrap.
It was very white.
Yeah, can I mean, say that? Yeah.
Okay.
I described it as a basic white chick cafe, which is not a bad thing.
No, it was confirmed the longer we sat there. but yes, we just want to say thank you
to all
of our listeners in the U.S., the U.K., apparently the Netherlands.
Yeah, that one person at the Netherlands. Thanks to the random people in Georgia and California, Mountain View, whoever you are. Thank you for listening.
Mountain View, California. I feel like I have family there. Yo.
Is that who it
is? Kumusta po, if you're listening. Salamat. Salamat po. Okay. Sorry.
I'm just going to let you sit in that.
So I think we just wanted to take some time to reflect on what this podcast and what college has meant to the both of us, and I think we'll start of the more micro of the two. Tiffany, what has BWG?
What before, does that stand for?
Before we go.
Good. I can tell we're about done.
I was like BTG, butts, thighs, gastroeconomics, BWG.
Before anything, what's gastroeconomics? I was going to say glutes.
Gastroeconomics is obviously the economics of food. Examples of gastroeconomics include food deserts.
I'll just stop you. As you can see, 4 years of college have taught us how to BS our way out of not knowing what we're talking about.
I'm an English major.
Anyway.
Yes, reflections on BWG.
On our Before We Go podcast, I've really loved recording every single session, getting to sit down with our friends, no phones, just in a room talking about whatever it is we want to talk about. I think that's something that we don't get to do a lot. I don't want to say in real life, just in the everyday, because we're always doing something. If we're meeting over coffee, then it's like 15 minutes and not necessarily an hour. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it is. I don't know. Anyway, it's a really good setting to sit down and look at your friends in the eye and talk about life. And I think we should do that more often. So I think what I've learned is to do that more often with friends outside of the podcasting booth.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I totally agree. I agree. I don't really think there's much to add. I appreciate so much more how Tiffany is so patient with me and my shambles. But just like appreciating how much work Tiffany puts into this, and I guess on a more macro scale, realizing how much work other like podcasts put into other podcasters put into their own podcasts and stuff. So Tiffany, thank you. I think I often forget how difficult and time consuming this particular hobby can be. So if you would like to hashtag spawn us. That way Tiffany can justify how much time and effort she puts into it.
No, thank you for doing this with me. Like, this is very much a passion project, and I'm happy to do this. I think I definitely asked you to be a co-host and not a co-editor.
thank God.
From the start. So I'm really grateful for all the people that you've invited and for doing the talking here. I'm very much a behind-the-scenes person.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
I guess our next thing is we're graduating.
Rip us.
Today, but actually in 3 days for me, 4 days for you.
4 days, yeah. Three, four
thoughts.
Days.
Has it processed? Has it registered in your head?
No, it hasn't registered in my head. I don't think it'll register until I wake up at some ungodly hour screaming
Oh.
I don't know what to do with myself from now until...
You have an internship plan.
I do have an internship, but for, like, the 2 weeks, you know? There's, like, no, like, SATs to study for. There's no exit interview.
Oh, my gosh, sleep.
Yesterday
both of us are so tense. I feel like our shoulders are by our ears that it's going to take us at least a week to decompress.
Oh, girl, I'm getting a massage. Like, so yesterday was both of our last days of undergrad. We had both of our last finals yesterday, and I did not sleep until 4 a.m., and I woke up at 7:30. I didn't sleep until 4 a.m. because I was just like, I don't know what to do. I don't have, like, a blanket of, like, to-do list items to, like, cover myself, and I don't have a schedule.
I don't have anything to allow me, like, I have no excuses to avoid my problems anymore.
No, exactly! Oh my gosh, you hit it right on the head.
Uh-huh.
And then I, like, woke up at 7:30, and I was like, well, there's no point going back to sleep. The day is ready to be seized, so I'm literally running on 3.5 hours of sleep.
See, meanwhile, I woke up at 7:40 and then fell back asleep until 11:40.
I can't. No. But, yes, I don't feel like it's hit me yet. I'm really glad of the work that we... I think I can speak for the both of us. I'm really glad of the work we both... put in to our respective, like, disciplines. I'm glad of, like, the friendships we made, and all the lessons we've learned. And I'm speaking for the both of us. I think that we're both leaving, like, better, hopefully more mature people. Snaps.
Amanda nervously says, speaks for both.
I'm just speaking for Tiffany.
No.
I'm just riding on her coattails.
No. You've matured.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing for me to say. But, yeah, I feel like on one hand, I feel very ready to go. I feel like I've poured so much, especially this last year and this last semester, into finishing strong and tying up all those loose ends that now that they're tied, I'm like, all right, I feel okay about going.
Mm.
But also, yeah, it's very surreal. I think I'm going to wake up on Saturday and be like, now what?
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then I'll probably go, now what? And then go straight back to sleep. Because I'm exhausted. I'm so, so tired.
Yeah. No. I think part of me... Okay, this is a question for both of us. Do you have any regrets about your time at Baylor?
I wouldn't say I have any regrets. I've definitely made plenty of mistakes.
Okay. Are there any mistakes where you are like, oh, could have been avoided?
Oh, for sure. But that's what I'll avoid in the future now.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I wouldn't have... A lot of those mistakes made me aware of two places that I'm weaker, places, things that I'm not so good at, things that I need to be more aware of mm-hmm. moving forward that I wouldn't have known unless I had done those very dumb things that my mom definitely warned me about before I did that.
Yes.
What about you?
I would have said, not regrets, but, like, things I wish I had thought more about during my time at uni was, one, learning how to not prioritize sleep, but to figure out practical ways to let myself fall asleep and stay asleep. Like, I have a lot of issues.
Is this a recent problem?
No, it's been a problem since high school, but it's particularly bad during, like, times of, like, high stress. So my body won't let me get, like, more than 6 hours of sleep. Like, it's a miracle if I get 8 hours of sleep. Like, I am a changed woman when I get 8 hours of sleep. But yeah, so that's probably one thing, is just, like, figuring out, like, being more proactive with trying to figure out practical ways to get my sleep in check.
Right.
Shout out to Jenny and her episode. Love you, girl.
Dr. Skull and Sleep Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, like, trying to figure out how to take care of myself, like, emotionally, while also being careful not to build up walls. And I think that's something I'm still trying to figure out. And I have a feeling that the real world will teach me how to do that even better. Yeah.
That was very vague.
Yes.
Tell me more.
This is not going to, like, couples therapy. Yeah, I guess it's just, like, what's the balance, right, between, like, being vulnerable to other people, but also, like, keeping your, like, emotions in check and, like, realizing that, like, your first emotion isn't necessarily the one that you should just act on immediately. Tiffany's very good at doing this. Tiffany's very good at, I feel like, compartmentalizing and just, like, processing things.
I think I give myself a little more time between initial reaction and actual decision making. I feel like I remember so many times I've sat in Amanda's car or you sat in my car and I've just been baffled. And you'll say something and be like, well, either I'm not going to do it at all or like I'm going to parachute off the cliff. And I was like, how are those your only two options?
Were you the one who told me that they go from 0 to 100 really fast?
No, you don't go from 0 to 100. You are either 0 or 100. There is no in-between.
Yes.
Which I feel like would spare you a lot of emotional pain.
Yes, I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning how to find the 50 mile per hour and lane and just be happy cruising.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing I learned as well. Up until this semester, I feel like I just didn't understand how not to overextend myself. I felt like if I wasn't overextending myself, I wasn't doing things correctly, which makes no sense. Mm-hmm. And I think I just, it was essentially just a pride issue of, I don't need to, what am I trying to prove?
It's better if you learn this sooner, I think, rather than later. It's not that you don't have a responsibility to other people. It's don't let other people's arbitrary expectations define major life decisions of yours. And I think I've learned that the very real way in college.
Oh, yeah. We've both gotten burned.
Yes.
Several times. But yes. I think college, you know, the stakes are lower.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we learned these now, although I'm sure we will have plenty of mistakes in the future. But that's a problem for another time.
That's a problem for the future.
Wow. I love how our graduation reflections just devolved into...
That's a problem for the future. I feel like that's a very apt way, though, to think about like where we are now, because it is like a time of transition. And it's like trying to be very present in the moment and with people, while also recognizing that there's like stuff that we'll have to figure out.
Although I do say, in saying that that's a problem for a future, I don't say that, or I hope that neither of us say that out.
Oh, sorry. The mic dropped by itself. I did not drop it.
Is that a sign? I don't say that out of like a hopelessness or a just like delayed problem solving. I think both of us have the faith that when that time comes, we will be able to handle it with God's help. I think if anything, this semester has taught me, it brought me to a point where I was like, literally, there is no way I could do this by myself, right? There's literally no way that I, Tiffany, by my own merit and ability, could get myself out of this massive hole that I've dug for myself. And it was completely a time of, God, like, you brought me this far. I trust that you'll get me out of it. And so I think that mindset of, you're like, hey, God has got me, and if he's brought me this far, there's no reason to quit now.
Yeah.
That's the most important attitude to be taking forward.
100% retweet.
Now the mic can drop.
Yes. Next hosts.
Yeah. Before we go, we'll be irrelevant to both of us in a couple days or today. So...
Because it'll be after we go.
We will already have gone. After we have gone. Since we have gone.
Since we've been gone.
I actually haven't run this by you, but if there are any juniors out there who would like to carry on the torch, reach out to us.
If there are any people who are going to be seniors, I don't think we can call them juniors anymore because they just finished their junior year.
Right. If you're going to be a senior and you would like to hop on the train, keep this alive, let us know.
Carry the torch. We can get you a real torch and put you on a real train. And then you can literally carry the... Okay, I've gotten 3.5 hours of sleep. Next.
Let us out. Otherwise, this will just sit on the internet.
Sit.
To come and embarrass us in 30 years.
Yeah. You'll be happy to know that I put this on my little bio for the institution I'll be working at.
Nice.
Because they were like, oh, send us a bio of yourself. And I was like, oh, Amanda, during her time at college, wrote for a beauty blog, recorded a podcast and ate many, many tacos.
Can you please start a beauty blog, like a skincare blog?
Wait, really?
Yes. That's what you can do. Please put all of your knowledge out there, because then we will have to, we'll be able to help ourselves to it and not have to pester you with questions.
I might do a podcast.
That, or honestly, just a blog. I would read it.
Yes!
And I would send it to people and be like, here, take this advice.
Yes! Yes! I just needed affirmation.
Yeah, do it.
Speaking about affirmation, you guys should affirm us by following us on our social medias.
Yes, we probably won't be updating the Before We Go podcast social media much longer. But you can follow us on our personal accounts.
At AmandaCE1904. It's literally Amanda and then the letter C as in cat, the letter E as in elephant, and then 1904. That's on the gram.
My percussion director used to always go, let's start from section G. G as in gnome. And they were like, why? Why? That really was not necessary. Anyway, and you can find me at Tiff Wants Boba. Tiff loves boba. Let me see. I think it's Tiff Wants Boba. TIFFWANTS. Boba, BOBA. On the Instagram. On the Facegram, I almost said.
And then we got boba last night.
We did. And I'm also on the Twitter, although I rarely post. I'm on the Twitter at Liffany2. LIFFANYTU.
Yeah, so everyone, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thanks for liking our Instagram posts. Thanks for submitting questions.
Thanks for being patient with me when I couldn't figure out how to like do the question thing.
Oh, yeah.
On Instagram stories and having to listen to my super loud voice. I know. I know that Tiffany sounds like she can be on NPR.
I don't, though.
Yes, you do. You have like this, hi.
I listen to myself when I edit. I'm like, wow, I just sound like I need several naps.
You're going to be getting those soon.
Yes. You sound fine, though. It's me that hears loud voices.
No, I'm just
Are you still loud after editing?
Yeah. People have definitely been like, Jordan Milholland. Jordan, if you're listening to this, I know. You're going to Duke. Big boy. Whatever.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats. You used to shush me all the time. Probably right so. But, sir...
You're really losing steam here.
You try shushing them at Duke. Blue Devils? Duke is the Blue Devils, right? Whatever. Yes, it's summer.
Hurrah. Amanda needs several naps.
Yes.
Yes, but thank you to everyone who's listened. If you have any other, who knows, maybe we'll do a bonus episode every now and then.
Yeah. Like, where are they now?
Yes.
What did they wear to the Met Gala? Gala. Gala? Gala.
Gala?
Gala Apples Met Gala. Gala. Met Gala. Who are they dating?
Just pester Amanda to start a skincare blog.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
So?
That's all. That's a wrap.
Before we go.
As all good Asian aunties say.
Drink more water.
Hooray. I'm late to grad picks.
Yes, go. I'm so sorry.